Welcome to the Finance Show. Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Monday, the 7th of November, and sorry, I was just had the FBI in my ear just telling me what was going on with the latest developments in the election, but I'm joined here by Tim Harrison, who is Head of Wealth Fund Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Not too bad. I'll be glad when this Trump-Clinton saga is behind us and the world can get back to normality.
We can look back and laugh.
I don't think so, but maybe. Here's hoping, eh?
Right. I mean, just everybody's talking about, or you know, the chattering class is talking about it. But we have the late boost to Hillary with the FBI letting her off the hook with the speediest investigation in history. I think they should be praised. They should be running the National Health Service or something like that. You know, it's really good stuff.
Well, it would appear when you've got Donald Trump, and I'm just speculating, but Donald Trump in the ear of the FBI saying, have a look here, have a look there, have a look here, and then the Clinton family, Chelsea, you've got to include her amongst this as well, in the ear of the other side of the FBI saying, please just let this problem go away just for a couple of weeks till Mum gets in, and then we can just put it under the carpet. I think either or, Clinton or Trump, neither are filling themselves with much grace and favour. And I think if Hillary Clinton were to win, she's probably got to be one of the most disliked potential candidates, even more so in some respects than Donald Trump.
But people probably less worried about Hillary and her financial situation than Trump and his geopolitical or political viewpoint. So that's probably the choice between the two means that...
Best of a bad bunch, basically.
Of a very bad bunch.
I mean, to be honest with you, Hillary Clinton is the more traditional conservative view, if you like. Obviously, Donald Trump, you know, the Mexican peso has been very, very volatile. Obviously, the FX world has been desperately volatile the last couple of weeks. You know, as you're seeing the to-ing and fro-ing from Clinton's a shoo-in to Donald Trump, obviously getting this FBI investigation, it looked as though he was starting to steal a march back end of last week. Then obviously through the night we've had the confirmation from the FBI that there's no questions to answer.
Now, as I was saying to you offline, I mean, even a review of a parking ticket would take longer than 9 days or 11 days or however many days it's taken. So it is really is hats off to the our friends in the J. Edgar Hoover building.
Well, it's amazing what you can do with a few keyword searches and bam, exactly. The problem's gone. I think it's sill it bang.
Exactly right. Let's have a look at the real stuff in the most popular in business and finance. UK manufacturers putting off investment plans. Poll shows manufacturers are likely to pare back investment over the next 2 years, the EEF report found from The Guardian. HSBC ready to invest more capital investment bank. HSB is happy to allocate more capital to the group's investment bank. Its chief executive has signalled after a strong performance in fixed income trading helped to lift underlying quarterly results above analysts' expectations. That's from the FT. So turning the tide there, lots of these big financials got out of investment banking, the HSBC going back into it.
Well, it would appear it's another shift in sentiment from the big houses. Obviously, you've seen Barclays slightly change tack. HSBC have ridden through this whole period of volatility post-Brexit much better in terms of their share price than their peers. But it is, ultimately, it's where they make their money. And, you know, going back to the old school investment banking division is where the growth may come. Obviously, you've seen Standard Chartered of recent times weren't a great set of figures. So the financial space is a pretty tough ask. With regards to the manufacturing and your first point here, I mean, it's ultimately you've got a lot of shifts in terms of sentiment and what's going on. I see note this morning that in terms of foreign money coming into the property sector, the Chinese are looking to take advantage of the poor sentiment, the fact that the Chinese property market is approaching bubble terms, etc., etc. So it's all sentiment driven. Ultimately,
they're looking to switch bubbles from the China one to the London one. That sounds quite healthy.
Yeah, well, you're seeing the reaction in the London prime property market, the likes of your Barclay groups, etc. So, in my opinion, the UK is in a pretty decent position fundamentally. Obviously, the currency swings are hurting some sectors. It's benefiting others. Obviously, later this week, you see a number of retailers report who obviously are exporting a large portion of their business, but they do have to get the goods from somewhere. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Mentioning no names, I like the way that junk food seems to be becoming more expensive. Over, you know, if you look at the price rises which are mooted or have come in, they're all for things which you should be eating anyway, really. So
my body's a temple.
Exactly.
That, you know that.
So I think the weakness in sterling could actually be a benefit to some people. next slide. European equity research. U.S. elections are a wild card, according to J.P. Morgan Cazenove. Must have taken them hours to come up with that particular headline. Expect a relief bounce in case Clinton wins, with the S&P back towards 2150 in Europe. Emerging markets up 3-4%, which is exactly the opposite. It's probably us in the market. We'd be saying buy the rumor, sell the news, wouldn't we? Really.
Again, you've seen the markets pair losses over the past few days. Obviously, back end of last week, there was pretty negative sentiment across the globe. It would appear there's a slight bounce this morning. Again, if you see Clinton win, I think it's more of a relief rather than actually buying into anything fundamentally strong. If Trump wins, you know, there's some commentators out there saying the market drops 10% overnight, another Brexit scenario. You've got to take away the political rhetoric and actually look at the nuts and bolts. Ultimately, the globe is in a decent position to a large extent. The US, the jobless figures on Friday weren't fantastic, but it does, you know, there is talk of December being the rate rise, month for the rate rise, etc. So there's a lot going on. There's lots of balls in the air, and all you really need is one to hit home.
Okay, so if Trump wins, markets are likely to fall further. One should not use the Brexit template, where stocks recovered quickly. Okay, well, bear that in mind. We'll see.
Well, his international relations don't seem to be particularly favourable. So, an element of caution and then some.
Okay. Next slide is from Nicole Elliott, who's a trader at the Investors Chronicle. HSBC, the so-called European bank, stated this morning in Asia that profits for Q3 were up 7% at $5.59 billion, despite a loss of $1.7 billion. On the sale of its Brazilian assets, revenues rose more than cost for the first time in a year, and loan impairments rose less than expected. The painful story of the weekend, I heard the, I think it was the CEO, one of the head people at Tesco, squirming on Radio 4 this morning. Tesco Bank on Saturday warned customers that its IT systems had been hacked and up to 10,000 customer accounts had been tampered with. In fact, he said it was 40,000. Other places said it's 20,000, so...
It's trading on leverage.
Yes, exactly. Cash had gone missing, something the retailer would correct immediately when customers phoned in. That's if they could get through. So there we are. next up, we've got the economic calendar, where the highlights there, I think it's already out, actually. The Halifax house prices were actually up in October. It was a bit of a surprise there. German market construction for October. ECB's Constancio on panel at EU macroprudential hearing. And then other interesting stuff, Eurozone retail sales. And Lautenschlager speaking in Munich, presumably an important person.
The fact that you can say his name means as much.
Yes, with hours of rehearsal beforehand. let's go on to sentiment with Oanda clients who are long up to the eyeballs still of silver, which they've been all year. They love that metal. A bit going a little bit higher on gold, even as it's fallen a bit. I think it's down $19 today, on assuming that Clinton will win. Pound roughly in the middle. Dollar yen also in that zone. Probably the most interesting part really here is the euro sterling, where they're still rather short of that, although it seems to have found a level around the 89 pence level for now. Trade of the day, Tip TV trade of the day is on the Nikkei 225, described by some very clever people. This is the bargain basement index, or bargain basement market, bullish 50 and 200 day moving average crossover. Nice rebound for the 50-day line on Friday suggests potential for a rally by around 17,170. Objective 17,580 and stops below 17,000. I think that that may be the opening of the show. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management, Linear Investments, thank you very much for your input today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.